special report, a mixed verdict in the Rush shooting in trial in New Mexico involving the film's armorer.
We find the defendant, Anna Gutierrez, guilty of involuntary manslaughter as charged in count one. We find the defendant, Hannah Gutierrez, not guilty of tampering with evidence as charged in count two.
That verdict reached after hours of deliberations today. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed was responsible for the safe handling of guns on set, but Special Prosecutor Carrie Morrissey argued she failed when a live bullet ended up in a prop gun and killed a cinematographer.
She didn't know there were live rounds on set, and the reason she...
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. A major crackdown's happening now in New York City, where New York Governor Kathy Hochul has deployed the National Guard and state troopers to help the NYPD search for weapons on its massive subway system.
Rattling off statistics, saying things are getting better, doesn't make you feel better. Especially when you've just heard about someone being slashed in the throat or thrown onto a subway's tracks.
The MTA says it's also working to install more cameras on trains. In Philly, police say eight students were shot today near a bus stop. Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
Over 30 times they fire into the kids that are getting onto the bus. As a result of that gunfire, we now have eight students who have been shot, ranging in the age from 15 to 17 years of age.
At least one of those teenagers is in serious condition. The House passed a spending package today to help keep the government open.
The House of Representatives has passed a funding package that would avoid a partial government shutdown set to take effect on Friday. The legislation now heads to the U.S. Senate. Negotiators are still working to reach an agreement on another set of bills that would avoid a full shutdown.
CBS's Robert Casa, the deadline on that short-term funding deal is midnight Friday. Looks like President Biden and former President Trump are headed towards a 2020 rematch, with both Nikki Haley and Minnesota Congressman Deem Phillips out in November. Phillips endorsed Biden today on WCCO.
While indeed I think the president is at a stage in life where his capacities are diminished, he is still a man of competency and decency and integrity. And the alternative, Donald Trump, is a very dangerous man.
The U.S. Postal Service unveiled the artwork for its new Forever stamp today, honoring Betty Ford, First Lady Jill Biden.
Mrs. Ford once wrote that to be remembered with joy is a kind of immortality. I'm sure if she were with us today, she would offer a witty quip about being immortalized with her own Forever stamp.
Ford fought for women's rights and helped spread awareness on breast cancer and substance abuse. Barbie celebrating International Women's Day with a few new role models. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
The dolls are based on real-life singers and actresses from around the world, including Kylie Minogue, actress Viola Davis.
Don't you think I had dreams and hopes?
And Helen Mirren, who narrated last year's Barbie the movie.
There have been dolls.
The fourth entertainer, Barbie.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Shania Twain. Mattel says the dolls are meant to introduce girls to remarkable women's stories to show them you can be anything.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin today with Labor Secretary Julie Sue talking up apprenticeship opportunities at a Madison construction site.
They are learning skills that are about engineering and technology. They are learning skills that is about complex math and science. And these are the kinds of skills that we need in a variety of jobs.
President Biden today signed an executive order that aims to create paid apprenticeships in the trades to help rebuild America's infrastructure. Most kids are doing okay after a school bus and a dump truck crashed in Waukesha this morning. Police say there were 34 kids on the bus. Some of them got some small scrapes and cuts from broken glass. Only one child had to go to the hospital. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, increasing clouds and lows close to 30. For tomorrow, partly sunny, highs warm up into the mid-50s. Maybe a shower tomorrow night, better chance of rain on Friday, high in the mid-40s, warming back up through the 40s through the weekend. Right now it's 48.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball. Noon to 2 on Thursday, we'll preview Biden's State of the Union address right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
We welcome you into the Greg Gard Show, just a couple more versions of it this season as the Badgers wind down the Big Ten regular season here in the coming days. Next week up in Minneapolis with the Big Ten tournament, and then what follows, always a fun time of year for college basketball fans. On tonight's program, we will visit with Charlie Wills, get his perspective on things Wisconsin basketball. We'll also chat with Dean Oliver a little bit on last Saturday in the pregame, the ceremony with the return of Howard Moore, and a little bit of basketball talk too, as we get Dean's perspective on guys like John Blackwell and the impressions that he has made on folks here in this his freshman season. But as always, we begin with the Badgers head coach, and we'll get into basketball matters. Put a capper on the Illinois game. Look forward to Rutgers tomorrow, and then Purdue on Sunday. But it was to say it was a powerful day on Saturday would be an understatement. I think there's so many things that fans in attendance will take with them, maybe none more so than the reaction on Howard Moore's face when he was back on the floor. You could just see the excitement, and for him, it was like a welcome back home, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. You never know. Obviously, it's the first time ever something like that has happened, and to have the opportunity to bring him back and him being in a good enough health position to come back, you never know how those days are going to go and how it's all going to unfold. But I don't know, other than the final score, everything else in terms of the day, the preparation leading up to how they executed, you know, getting Howard here, getting onto the floor, former teammates here, everything with it, I think. And I didn't see in the halftime, I saw Jarrell's speech, but in all reports that I've gotten and my observations, it was phenomenal. I don't know if there's a dry eye in the building, there shouldn't have been. Mm-hmm. But it's a very, very special day, a very hard day, very heavy emotional day, but a day that thankfully we've gotten to where he is in a good enough position where he can make that return trip, because that was in question for quite some time.
Yeah, Jarrell was unbelievable. 18-year-old Jarrell Moore, now senior at Middleton High School, as we talked last week, but for him to, and he said it was easy afterwards, but we wanted to thank everybody who was at the Kohl Center, anybody, you know, taking the game in, and for him to be there, it looks like he's been public speaking for a long time. It was really a special moment.
You know, for him to say that it was easy, I concur completely, because there's nothing harder that he's going to see the rest of his life than what he's watched mm-hmm. and gone through here the last 5 years. So speaking in front of 17,000, really, really, really easy compared to what he's had to endure and watch and painfully go through over the last last several years.
Yeah, you mentioned the team. Yeah, that's a great point. The teammates, Michael Finley, Tracy Webster, Rashard, obviously, and Chris Conger, Sean Carlin. There were a lot of other former Badgers who maybe predate Howard in Howard's time as a player here, who were in attendance, though. So it's, and you know, I was talking to Brian Butch about this, because Brian was in Evanston. He was doing a TV broadcast for the Northwestern Iowa game, and he's talked with Chris Lowry, last year's Howard Moore Assistant right. Coach of the Year. It was a great perspective for me. Like, we all know around the Wisconsin program what Howard means, but it goes beyond here.
Right.
I mean, people across the country took in what happened on Saturday.
Absolutely. You know, I got texts from all over the country, from coaches, former coaches, current head coaches. I mean, people out of the blue that I haven't heard from a long time. It definitely was viewed and viewed very intently nationwide. And that's just the impact of Howard. Obviously, he coached at several places. You know, his time here as a player, two stints as an assistant coach. You know, and you mentioned all the other spots that he was at and people he was with and just the type of person that he is and him and his family and how he was always about trying to help others. I remember when he started the Moore Foundation and just constantly want to he was going to tackle the city of Chicago and get it right, you know, and get the violence out of there. So, you know, just his ever giving heart is, I think, what everybody knows and remembers and cherishes so much about Howard.
There are so many people who have been been great help here in this journey for Howard. Obviously, Richard, Howard's family, but I think of, you know, Tim and Nancy Valentine, George and Pamela Hamill, you know, Heather Garrison, who does a ton of work with guarding against cancer as well. I could keep going, but you get the idea, just how everybody is pulling together for this.
Yeah, and what I appreciate so much specifically from George Hamill and Pam is that George has made it a very intentional drive to make sure we don't forget about Howard, because as I mentioned in my press conference Saturday, you know, the world spins so fast and we move on to the next 24-hour news cycle that we forget the aftermath and the ruins that are left to one of our own. And George was adamant that that doesn't get forgotten, and we got to keep, you know, him in our thoughts and keep helping him and his family. And, you know, huge credit to all of you mentioned several of those people, along with that committee of former players, Chris Conger, Andy Kilbride, that have been constant in their, you know, I guess, keeping it front and center of everybody's mind, as it should be, as it needs to be. Yeah. And like I said, that's what made Saturday so special.
Yeah, also shout out to John Roach, the video that's played, that's John Roach and his company who put that together. So it was, like I said, it was an incredibly powerful day. Badger fans, you've probably already seen it multiple times already, and you'll remember it forever. The game itself with Illinois, another example of how the scoring is on an uptick. Look, last year, no one averaged 80 points a game in the Big Ten last year. Three teams are this year. But you guys, you did a lot of good things, it seemed like, in the game. Points in the paint, turnovers low in the game. There were a lot of, you know that you want to try to fix what you can fix. But there was some good stuff to build
on. Yeah, it's a pretty high-level college game. I mean, you look at how it played down the stretch. You know, it's tied with, you know, 4 or 5 minutes to go. At one point, we went back and forth. We had a stretch around the 11-minute mark where I felt we made some mistakes consecutively where we could have maybe gotten from, you know, we got down, we got it back later, but we could have made a little push there to get some separation. And we, on both ends, I felt we stacked inconsistent, unproductive possessions together. So, but no, I thought, you know, the score looks, you look like a 91, but you're right about we've beating our head against the wall, like why, where, how, what. You look nationally, it's everywhere. The game has gone that way, specifically the last 3 years. We've talked off air, you know, after practice and things, that just how we've watched, you know, offense become, for a variety of reasons. Rule changes are one of them. The game has changed and it is changing, and you're going to see more of this. You know, you're not going to see as many 61-53s. It's going to be more 91-83s or in that neighborhood, I think, just as specifically as you evolve. And I think we've seen the teams that have evolved offensively, we being one of them, our scoring is up. Why? Because we've had to change and wanted to change some things and evolve. And, you know, so you're constantly, you know, trying to stay ahead of the game. And, you know, Illinois and Purdue have done the same similar things in terms of offensive innovation, renovation, so to speak. And but also I look not just at our league, look nationally, and you study trends, and it's trending upward. It has, you know, rule changes usually impact scoring and negatively impact defense. So that's where the powers that be want it and where it wants to go. And we're seeing the results.
I would say I've seen this with college football for a long time. I know Michigan was really good this year running the ball, line play both sides, but it's generally the teams that are in the playoff or the teams holding the trophy. Our team's scoring about 40 points a game. In college football, it's about winging it and, you know, using the entire field and all of that. And yeah, TV partners like offense. That's just kind of
sells
kinda
all
the
those
way it
subscriptions
is.
And
you
everything
know,
else.
It really does. Anybody watch the NFL lately? So it is all about that. We will take a break. Badgers hosting Rutgers on
Cubs senior night, a 6 o'clock tip on Thursday at the Kohl Center, and then the regular season concludes at Purdue on Sunday afternoon. We'll take a break. More of the Greg Gard Show coming up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Get started on your next outdoor project and save big money now at Menards. General Purpose Concrete Mix is great for patios, walkways, and setting posts. All you have to do is add water, mix, and pour. Menards carries a wide selection of bagged concrete mix for a variety of outdoor projects. Save big on concrete mix and get into Menards to check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century. Ah. Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
It's the Badgers and the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Our coverage on Thursday starts at 5 o'clock. Tip time will be 6 at the Kohl Center on senior night. We'll talk about Tyler Wall here in a couple of minutes. I know I'm probably wearing you out, or anybody in the media is wearing you out about, you know, Kamari McGee, and he's been out since the first game against Indiana. It's been a painstaking process for him, but some encouraging signs here along the way.
Yeah, I think progress is being made. He's relatively on track. We've had him in practice here for, I guess, where we're in day three of his return. You know, obviously on a limited usage role and what he's in, what he's not, but he's been doing some live action, but obviously on a pitch count as they monitor his progression as he returns. So, you know, I think it's very optimistic that he's going to be back. If he'll be ready tomorrow night, we'll see. But he has made progress, and actually I think in short stints has felt relatively good, you know, and you know, that return after being off for what, a month or more, I knew the first, you know, few days back into the live action was going to be a little shock to his system, but he's actually handled it pretty well.
Yeah, and we've talked about this before, but it's worth mentioning. I mean, he's a guy who plays, it could be 7 or 8 minutes a game, but they're critical minutes. It could give Chucky a little bit of a break, but there's just a presence about him too,
right? He brings some juice. He brings juice defensively. He's our You know, if he's not one, he's 1A, getting over ball screens along with Chucky, just into the ball, how he's built, his quickness, his toughness, the energy he brings. You know, it's one thing when he can rah-rah from the bench, but when he's in the game and can bring some spark to us, and that little bit of spark has made the difference in those games that he's played. He's turned tides at times and gotten us on track and given us a boost. So to have him back and have him just in practice, I've noticed a difference with us defensively in the handful of possessions I've had him in there with our core group, that he, you know, that's when your ball pressure is good and you got a guy that can really get into the ball and understands our rules and our concepts and has some toughness to him, it makes a positive difference.
Senior night, I know we just taped recorded a television segment here a while ago, but it's always, you know, these nights are always special, and in an age where, you know, the portal and there's a lot going on in that regards with college athletics. You got Tyler Wahl wrapping up year number 5 right, as a Wisconsin Badger. And hopefully he's got a lot of games ahead of him here in a Wisconsin uniform. He certainly has some, and hopefully, as I said, several, but a guy who's just been a terrific player in every way, right? On and off.
Yeah, he has. I mean, he graduated, he got his undergrad last year, working, getting his master's this year. Just from day one, you know, he was on the floor as a freshman in that Big Ten championship team in 2020. He's one of few that have won multiple Big Ten championships when he's been here. So, and playing multiple NCAA tournaments. So he's had great success. You know, consistent success. He's won over 100 games, 66-67% winning percentage. So he's touched a lot of parts of our program and really helped. But the versatility of him as a player, you know, how he's grown. My biggest compliment for Tyler is just watching how he's matured emotionally and how he's, you know, just he has really become a huge asset for us on the floor and in timeouts. And where he was younger, as most, they go through their ebbs and flows, and his waves were a little maybe higher or lower than normal. But he has really matured and really proud of how he's, you know, number one, to choose to come back in the day of age of the transient nature of college athletics in general, let alone college basketball. You know, seeing a guy at a place for 5 years. Now we got a crew that's coming through next year that will have been here too, the last of the COVID years of eligibility. But for a guy to stay in one place 5 years is really, so you don't see a lot of that, and you're going to see less and less of it, unfortunately, here in college athletics over the course of their career.
Yeah, so embrace it tomorrow night, fans, when you're coming out here to the Kohl Center. You guys have valued him all along, but it seemed like the rest of the country started to understand what Tyler Wahl means a couple of years ago at the Maui Invitational,
right,
in Vegas. I mean, I think Jay Billis had talked about it, was working those games for ESPN. That's where it seemed like everybody else discovered what you guys have valued in him is his versatility,
right,
and who he can guard just about anybody.
Yeah, we put him 1 through 5. He's guarded fives. He's switched on to ones, and just that versatility in today's game, you have to exchange and switch a lot, and probably more than ever, and he allows you to do that defensively. So it's, you know, it's easier to game plan with him on the floor, knowing that we can shock ball screens, we can switch them, we can put him on a big guy, we can put him on a smaller guy. So that, just that versatility, and the same thing offensively too. And I think his offensive game this year has benefited from some of the things we've implemented offensively. You know, it allows him to play in transition with the ball and have a plan with it. Some of the motion ball screen we're doing and those things. So it has played into even more of a benefit of a very versatile player like Tyler is.
And Rutgers, the opponent on senior nights, and we've talked a little bit about how offenses are up, but then here comes Rutgers, the number 4 nationally in defensive efficiency.
Right.
And they were rolling. When you guys, a lot of times it's who you play, where and when. They were rolling when you guys played them the first time. They have cooled off, but the defense still travels for them.
It does. It? You know, how hard they play, how they hit the offensive glass. You know, if they can get offense out of their defense and get some things in transition, makes life for them easier on the offensive end. But, you know, Steve's always had his team. That was one of the first things he flipped in that program, was just how they play, and understood, I think, rather quickly how you have to play to compete in this league if you want to compete with the people at the top. So, you know, with how they obviously got very good individual players, Williams, who was just coming back when we played him, obviously is leading the charge scoring for him, but you got Omarui inside Ed, speaking of, you know, guys that have been there a long time, he's been there too a long time. Seems like he's been there forever.
It feels like he was there when Morley was playing for you guys at a non-conference game.
Yes, but other, you know, other really good players too that they're, you know, but like I said, they hang their hat on the defensive end and the toughness and the rebounding and the grit that they play with.
Final few days of the Big Ten season, you'll conclude the regular season at Purdue. Boilermakers now the outright Big Ten champs, beating Illinois. Just been a, you know, every year is different, and we've talked about the scoring being up, but it's been a wildly competitive league again, right? I mean, you're finishing out this season as best you can. Next week is going to be very competitive up in Minneapolis. I mean, some things don't change, just the competitive nature of the conference.
Exactly. I mean, you just, again, I've said it ad nauseum, don't look at the final score, look at the flow of the games and how, for the most part, every game, regardless of who's playing who amongst the 14 of us, it's pretty tight. You know, the final score may not indicate or be indicative of the tightness of the game. But, you know, from Purdue's standpoint, you know, they're the most consistent team. They're the best team. I don't think, whether I saw them on video or see them in person, they have the most complete team and have been the most consistent. Obviously, having Zach Edey kind of as the ace in the pocket, you know, that's the
that helps
the great unequalizer for the rest of us. But no, they've been the most consistent, you know. So you know, they sit where they sit for obvious and very well-deserved reasons, and now it's the challenge for the rest of us when we get to Minneapolis to see if somebody else can make sure that they don't take that trophy home.
Yeah, no, you're right. The game's being tight. You know, they made some huge shots late, if it was Lawyer or Smith. I mean, you've seen this with your team time and again. You saw it earlier in the year,
right?
And I know it hasn't unfolded the way you want here lately, but a lot of that, is that confidence thing as much
it
as
is.
Anything else?
Yeah, it is. I mean, and just the shot that Braden Smith made last night, you know, to call Edey up in a ball screen, which was really a decoy. He had one thing in his mind. He was going to put the dagger in. So that kind of got them to relax a little bit as you watch the replay back, you know, knowing the ball screen was coming, and Smith knew he was going to, you know, dot a three right in front of him. So, you know, they made plays. They made plays when they had to, and were able to wrap it up.
Yep. Seen that movie here. We've seen Chucky do it. We've seen Max do it. And, they can feel free to do it again if they want multiple times. We'll take a break. When we continue, we'll check in with assistant coach Dean Oliver. He's up next as the Greg Gard Show continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do trees and the joy of painting artist Bob Ross have in common? Ross loved both painting and the environment. He used simple brush strokes to bring happy little trees to life on canvas. Well, now the Wisconsin DNR is using this as inspiration for a virtual Run for the Trees race called the Bob Ross Happy Little 5K. The race supports a healthy lifestyle along with a healthy forest, and a part of your registration fee will go towards a large tree planting effort all across Wisconsin. Now the best part, pick where and how you start and finish, and complete your 5K anytime between Earth Day on April 22nd and Arbor Day April 26th. Find all the details and sign up at dnr.wisconsin.gov/events, and then simply search for Run for the
trees. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Conexus Karis, Ho-Chunk Gaming, Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
The Todd Alba Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
In a few minutes, we'll hear from Charlie Wills, get his perspective now that we've all had a little chance to process the pregame ceremony on Saturday as Coach Howard Moore returned to the building for the first time since 2019 and all the emotions that went with the day. And we'll also get into some basketball matters as well as the Badgers head into the final two regular season games before heading off to Minneapolis and the Big Ten tournament next week. But right now we visit with Dean Oliver, who is in his seventh year on the Badgers coaching staff and been a great addition to Greg Gard's staff without question. In his first couple of years, of course, he worked with alongside Howard Moore on the coaching staff, and they've become very good friends. The families have become good friends through the years. And I caught up with Dean before the ceremony itself on Saturday, but just wanted to get his perspective on working alongside Howard. And you know, the emotions were high for him and everybody on that staff, everyone connected with Wisconsin basketball.
To me, he was big brother. You know, he was really teaching me the ropes and how to approach things, not only with our guys, but just overall in the season. The big thing about Howard is he has such great perspective, you know, and we lose that so much throughout the seasons, the wins and losses and the ups and downs. But he always, you know, got after not only the players, but us coaches if we weren't getting things done right. And then also, you know, he was the calm in the storm when things weren't going well. He gave us great perspective on how do we calm down and kind of hold ourselves accountable. So the ultimate coach.
It's a gift. I mean, I don't know how many people have that gift of he can be the guy who can make everybody laugh, make everybody think, and just kind of, you know, there's an even keel that you have to have, but the competitive fire that goes with it, too.
Oh, right? No doubt about it. You know, I'll never forget, I think we got blown out by Marquette at home, and you saw the fire in how much, you know, this university means to Howard, and he really let it all out after that game, and we were all, you know, taken back, but it also was such a big motivator to go after the, you know, throughout the rest of the season, and then, you know, he's just, he always has that smile, you know, and he can always calm us down whenever things weren't going so well, as they always do every season at some point. But he just, you know, just the perspective he always had, and, you know, he always knew what to say in the moment.
Yeah, it's always, I would imagine everybody associated with the program
I mean, somebody like me, I knew him when he was a player, but you work alongside him. There's probably not a day that goes by where, I mean, every day you're thinking, at some point of the day, you're probably, you know, Howard, the smiling face, the words of wisdom and all that comes to mind, right?
Yeah, you know, working alongside him was unbelievable for me. Like I said, I looked at him as a big brother teaching me the ropes, and you miss him so much, not just on the bench, but going over to his house, he'd always have everyone over and things like that. He just was, you know, just a complete human being.
Yeah.
As far as what he's doing in the community, what he's doing, he's all about helping others and a total selfless person.
And that's what makes the day very special, as we mentioned on Saturday, when Badger fans everywhere, in the Kohl Center, wherever, you know, have a chance to recognize the family. And the one thing I would imagine is very true, you know, Howard, from what I understand, watches the games, and I would think, you know, somebody like a John Blackwell, I'm just going to pick some names here, like, and yeah, he kind of would make anybody smile, and I'm sure there's a great sense of pride when you see a young guy coming in and doing the things that John is doing here as a freshman, right?
I'll tell you what, you know, I know Howard's smiling every time he sees him, because he's the exact player that, you know, Howard and we all us coaches love, and he's doing a tremendous job of representing the university, and that's, you know, what it's all about. It's you're representing your family, you're representing your teammates, and Blackwell's done such a tremendous job of that, and we're all proud of him.
You guys, we talked about him earlier in the year. I remember talking to Coach Gard in November, probably after the Fort Myers tournament, thinking, I got the impression you guys, you had a lot of confidence that he could do some things on the defensive end that were ahead of the curve as a freshman. And then you find out at both ends of the floor, and I mentioned Fort Myers, but was there an earlier time? Was it summer? Was it camp? Thinking, oh, yeah, this guy can help us now.
Yeah, I think defensively in the summer, for sure. You know, the competitiveness, just how you bring it in every drill, you could see that early on. But now he's really learning, you know, how to score away from the ball when you don't have the ball, how to cut and find little opportunities there, how to get a big offensive rebound. A lot of things that don't show up on the stat sheet, he's really figuring out. And it's hard to do as a freshman. And really, when you look at it, he's played pretty limited minutes. You know, he had the injury and was out for a little bit. So he's learning really fast. He's really open to, leaning into his teammates. And asking questions. I think that's the great thing about him. He asks questions and really wants to find out how do you play this game at this level. And he's showing us he's learning fast.
It says something, and if it was the Indiana game, but even earlier games, when a freshman can come in and spark a team, if the team is scuffling out of the gates, and here comes the rookie, and all of a sudden, not only does he play well, but he lifts everybody else, too.
Yeah, I tell you what, and in those environments, the environment on the road is always tough, and for a freshman to come in those environments and play with the poise that he has, it's been really impressive. But it also shows the true confidence that he's received from his teammates. You know, I think all his teammates, all his coaches, we believe in him. He knows he belongs out there, and he shows it when he goes out there.
Well, we talk about a freshman, and then there's the Tyler Wall. I would imagine that he knows the clock is ticking now as we turn the calendar into March. But you played. I mean, if you're a senior, if you're a freshman, everybody knows the clock is ticking in March, right?
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And this is what you play for. You know, you kind of build the season up. But really, what everyone remembers is, you know, late February, early March, what happens in March. And there's a lot of excitement about it. A lot of times guys look ahead too far. That may be the case with us. But you just got to really focus in on the moment. And I think Blackwell has done a great job, especially the last couple games, of doing that. Just staying in the moment, playing possession by possession, and then good things happen.
I know you mentioned you don't want to look ahead, and everything in your world is a day at a time. And yet, go back to your playing days when you're going through the workouts in the summer. You're doing all of that stuff. You're in training camp. Is March, is that a carrot that kind of helps push you through when it's hot? You don't feel like running anymore. You don't feel like doing this, but March.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. That's why guys come here. You know, they want that opportunity to play deep into March, play in the NCAA tournament, win the Big Ten title. You know, that's why they come here, and that's what's always in your mind throughout the season. But at the same time, we have to stay in the moment. You know, and for those things to happen, there's some things we got to get better at right now defensively, and you have to really hone in on those things and keep that focus there.
I'm always fascinated by what you guys need to do as coaches beyond the X's and O's. And this team, when it's right, can play with anybody. It has proven that. Is that one of the things that you all, as a staff, you have to stress to these guys? I mean, there's obviously you got to do this better. You got to defend this better. You got to, you know, better shot selection, this, that, and the other. But just knowing when they play at their best, that they don't have to take a back seat.
Yeah, we've definitely shown it in a lot of stretches and a lot of big games. But it's a matter of putting it all together, and I think we've seen it. And we've talked about it, but it's a matter of you got to go out and finish. You got to go out and do it when it matters. And the guys are up for that challenge. They're hungry. You know, we have a record that, you know, maybe we're disappointed right now, but that's the past. You know, it all starts over today and each moment, and that's how we got to play this thing.
That's Badgers assistant coach Dean Oliver as Wisconsin looking to get things straightened out as we proceed through the month of March and the final couple of games of the Big Ten regular season. We're back to hear from Charlie Wills in just a couple of minutes as the Greg Gard Show continues on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The Greg Gard Show rolls on. The Badgers closing out the home portion of the regular season schedule Thursday night against the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. 6 o'clock tip at the Kohl Center. Our coverage, as always, starting 1 hour early
earlier, as we're joined now by Charlie Wills. Charlie was courtside along with me for Saturday's game against Illinois, an up-and-down game. People who like offense would have enjoyed that game. Obviously, the outcome was not what anyone wanted. We'll get to the basketball portion of this, Charlie, but we were able to get into it a little bit during halftime of the game. I mean, you were not on the team when Howard was on the coaching staff, but you're really connected with this program, you know, even 20 plus years after finishing your college career, and you know Howard well. What was that like for you, just to see him come back on the floor, Rashard helping him out there, and being surrounded by his teammates from Howard's playing days? I mean, emotions were not lacking from any portion of the Kohl Center. What was it like for you?
It's hard. It's really hard to see Howard that way, right? Like, I know he's doing his best to recover, but it's not the duck that we know, right? And so that was probably the hardest part, I'm sure, for a lot of people, because they saw 5 years ago a different guy out on the court. The other part of it, though, it was the beauty, right? Like, how happy he was, how excited his teammates were to be out there and to celebrate him. And then the other piece is his rock now, is Rashard, right? It was flip-flop from college, as him going out of college, professional. You know, Howard was always there for Rashard, right, to teach him and kind of that brotherly love, right, that hand to kind of guide him along. And with this accident in 2019, Rashard flipped roles and instantly took over as being the big brother, right? He did everything he could physically to help Rashard. He ran different schedules for work, and he was getting his, just after getting his grad degree, he was here at UW for a little bit. And then he took over, and I think beautifully, with Jarrell. He has his own son. I think they're the same age, actually. And so I think that part of him just said he didn't care what he needed to sacrifice in life, which I thought was super cool. And in the story that Andy Baggett wrote, there's a, he got some depth on that about his story, his take, the whole thing. And Rashard, with his faith, I think really dove in really deep and just knew that this is what Howard needed of him right now, no matter what was going on.
We were talking a little bit about this on Saturday, either before the game or maybe at halftime. It's one of the coolest parts of even what I do. You know, the announcing of the games, that's all fun and enjoyable. But just watching in this case, you know, for me, being around men's basketball and football, watching young men become grown men from their playing days at the University of Wisconsin to husbands, fathers, so on and so forth. And Rashard is such a shining example of that, because he was an intimidating presence, to say the least, as a player. Didn't have a whole lot to say to very many people. He wasn't rude, but he was just, you know, a big guy, and he just wasn't really into interacting a ton with if it was media or whoever, unless he really knew them. And now he's just, and this has been for several years. This was before the horrible accident. You know, when Howard said, "Hey, Rashard, you need to get back here. You need to go finish your academics, get your degree." Yeah. How often now, I mean, I mentioned it's, you know, two decades and change since your college basketball career ended. Do you look back? I mean, there's always those things, like if I could write a letter to my younger self, do you look back at the way you were in college? And obviously you're very successful with what you do now. You look back like most of us do and go, "Wow, I was that guy." now look at me.
Yeah. Honestly, I think back about that a lot. What things did I not do that I could have done different, right? Not from a spot of like judgment, but more of like looking forward now in life. Like, what would in 10 years from today, what would Charlie say to Charlie, right? I think about it the same way. And all I go back to is these young men are on a crazy journey. It's even more fast paced because of social media. And then those responsibilities, you mix NIL, you mix a portal, it's so much, right? They're having to try to dissect so much. And still there's that need for a big brother, a mentor, to be there and to guide you through that kind of stuff. So I would say that if I had more of that, like the ability to be around guys that were maybe a little older. I remember my freshman year, actually, I think the reason my freshman year went so well, even though I redshirted, it was because Sean Doherty was there. he took me under his wing as a big brother, told me what I needed to keep my head on. Even when I got injured, you know, he was like, hey, man, don't worry about that. It's small on the potatoes of like everything going on in your life. You know, you'll get through this. And so just, I think kind of having that set my mind to say that this is a long season. It's a long journey, and just to keep your head in it. And I think that's what makes me think of any team now, whether it's this team or any team that you're looking or we're talking about during the game, right? We're analyzing, and people probably want to hear all these amazing thoughts, but now having time to think about it, it's a mental game. It's even more of a mental game than it was when we didn't have cell phones and social media, yeah. Right? So I think these kids are probably struggling. Usually when you lose or have inconsistencies, that's what's happening. It's a mental game that's going on, and you either that gets forced into you and you figure that out as a group, or you take it and you keep getting punched in the face. So who knows what these guys are going to do, whether they take that and they turn around or they're going to just take a couple more lumps.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because I, you know, 2 years ago when the Badgers were on this incredible run of winning close games en route to sharing a Big Ten regular season championship, you would always hear this, and a lot of this is the analytics folks. So, well, there's a luck factor, and I get it. I mean, you could get a favorable bounce, you get a call, and that's a part of it. But I've always been of the belief, Charlie, just even from my vantage point, that there is a mental edge here where you get into these close games and you expect to win them. And right now with this Wisconsin team, I don't sense that. And I get it. Because when you know, earlier in the year, they were figuring out ways to close out games. And from February on, that hasn't been the case. There is something to be said for that, I guess, right?
Yeah, they were finishing games because they were hitting shots. When you're missing shots, you have to rely on your defense, which they've got holes. And so when you've got that and you can't close these games out, or you have a really good first half and then your second half doesn't mirror or get better, that's when you come into problems. You cannot beat an Illinois, a Purdue, a Maryland. I mean, any one of the Big Ten teams, you cannot beat them if you don't have two full halves. And right now, the reason for that struggle, in my opinion, watching them play, they don't have what you just talked about. They don't have that edge to say, we're closing this out. I think we actually talked a little bit about, I talked with Kirk, actually, we're joking around about the finishing. And no, joking, I mean, like, as former teammates, right? We were saying, like, do you remember? We were doing a bunch of do you remembers, and I don't know if we were really accurate, but this is how we remember the Indiana game my senior year. The last 2 minutes, there were zero baskets, not no free throws, nothing. It was missed shot, defensive rebound, missed shot, defensive rebound, missed shot, defensive. And I remember in that huddle, because I think I screamed at everybody, I said, I don't care if we're not hitting shots. They get nothing. They get nothing right now. And they were like, what are you talking about? I said, nothing. No rebounds, no second chances, no good looks, no layups. They get in there towards the lane and they go for a layup. Remum. I don't care if you get a technical foul. They are not coming near this thing. And Kirk was like, you were so intense. He's like, but we needed that. He's like, we needed all to be jarred and told, no absolute way are they making this happen right now. I know that we're not shooting well and we're not hitting baskets, but we're not giving that up. And he said that, I think that's that attitude that someone needs to bark. It cannot be a coach. It has to be somebody on the court. And I think right now in that locker room, if I'm those guys, whoever you are, I don't care if you're a freshman or you're a senior, you need to start barking, because your teammates need to show, or they need to hear from you, that you know that this is what they're capable of. Because it's not just you need to do this now like a command. It's more of, I believe in you. We're doing this together. And I don't see that yet. And I it has to take at least one individual to be willing to do that.
Yeah, well, quickly, you backed it up, too. Yeah, we kind of joked about it. But it only half jokingly, because if you had to chop up a few guys and get a rebound at crunch time, that's what you did. And they weren't going to call it. So, you backed it up. You walked the walk, Charlie.
Well, I was also really bullheaded and kind of a brute when I needed to be in college. So that my teammates knew it, though, too, right? They knew that this guy was going to lay his body out and was going to do whatever. And I think that's also a personality that you need to see on your team. You think back to all the teams that have existed that have had a high level of finishing the end of the season strong. They're championship Big Ten teams. You can name every one of them. There was a guy like that. I can think of the Krabanoff teams with Butchie. That was Krabby. He knew he'd fire him up. He'd grab him and holler and do whatever he needed to get him rocking and rolling, and they'd perform. So I think, again, it could sound too simple, but I think that's what it is. When people say, oh, it's luck, it's never luck. It's your preparation and determination that creates the luck that you find, that everybody else thinks is this magical thing that happens. It's actually your preparedness. So I think for these guys, their preparedness, it's not physical. It's not their skill set. It's their mentality. Right now, they got to dive in and say, you're really good basketball players. You're tough. You need to just do the work. And that's not hard to admit sometimes that you're not doing the work.
Well, hopefully on Thursday night, we'll start to see the fruits of the labor, and then they can close
absolutely
up. I figure there's more close games ahead here for the Wisconsin Badgers. He's Charlie Wills. We'll take another break back to wrap things up on the Greg Gard Show in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bar for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks. Your hometown radio refreshed.
Coming up later in the week in the Big Ten on Saturday, you got Minnesota at Northwestern, and a big day on Sunday. In addition to the Badgers being at Purdue, you got Nebraska at Michigan, Ohio State at Rutgers, Michigan State at Indiana, Iowa Hawkeyes hosting Illinois, and Penn State has the home floor against Maryland. The Badgers and the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Our coverage on Thursday will start at 5 o'clock, tip time set for 6, the final regular season game. It goes fast, doesn't it? Senior night is the Badgers honor Tyler Wall, as well as Justin Taphorn, student assistant coach, and the outstanding senior managers of the Wisconsin basketball program. Butch and I will talk to you tomorrow from the Kohl Center on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You've been listening to The Greg Gard Show, brought to you by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Using meth taught...
Are you ready for this?
March into Clary Building Corp for the biggest savings of the season. It's our Customer Appreciation Day's sale, March 14th through the 16th. At Clary, it's all about you. You deserve the best materials, the best warranties, and most importantly, you deserve the Clary team to deliver it all. So no matter what your building needs are, get the best prices of the season during Customer Appreciation.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.